Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Friday at 11 p.m. and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Well, hello, hello, baby. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you are listening to Hot Sugar Tea.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to all new episode of Hot Sugar Tea. This is your boy, Ralph. Thank you to all the people that are online right now. Thank you to all the people that will be listening later on to our rebroadcast once it's archived. We know you all have other things to do, and we're always thankful and happy that you took the time to listen to our little show. We're going to do a very short show tonight. We'll not be on the full 2 hours. We'll be on about an hour. I did not realize that at the time of setting the show up that this was Labor Day weekend. It's the last week in the summer. If we could even call what we just been through summer, or is it just a week, the season of survival, one or the other? But I know some people out there like to go out there and try to get, you know, a drink, maybe last-minute barbecue or something, last-minute trip. A friend of mine was on the phone with me and told me she just got up one day and said, hell, I'm going to Mexico. So she went to Mexico. So we're going to be doing a shorter show tonight. Not really much to talk about. We got a few things to talk about. The industry is still dealing with some problems in the aftermath of the whole OnlyFans fiasco with Bella Thorne. We're going to get back into that one a little bit. We're also going to talk about what has to be one of the most tragic cases I've heard of in a while is Ron Jeremy, his real fall from grace. And it seems that he is not the only person in the WWE business that has, quote-unquote, been losing their mind. There are several cases going on against former members of the adult movie industry that are not doing very well. So said, we have a few things to talk about tonight. I do want to start the show off with a little bit of positivity, and it's something that we generally don't do on Dollhouse Radio, and I actually don't know why. I never really thought about it too much, but we got a couple of people today that some legends in the game that deserve a happy birthday. So on behalf of myself and India, I'd like to say two big happy birthdays. One is to homies, friend of the show, Mr. Marcus, certainly a legend in the game. The other one is to friend of mine and India, Julian St. Jacques. Today is both of their birthdays. And I did not know that must be something that both of them birthdays are today. So I want to tell both of them happy birthday. I already wished them happy birthdays individually, and now I'm just doing it very, very publicly. So happy birthday. Mr. Marcus, I've known now for a lot of years. Julian St. Jacques, someone who I just kind of got introduced to, maybe 2012. It was 2012. I was introduced to him through retired Point of Carolina Sands, and we've been cool ever since then. I see him every year when I'm in Vegas for AVN, and we keep in touch, and just want to say everybody know happy birthday. I know there's some other birthdays out there from people that I'm just saying, hey, what's going on, what's going on? But those two gentlemen certainly do deserve those two happy birthdays from me. They've done a lot of things for the business, and they both of them truly deserve the titles of legends in this game. But speaking of legend, I can't start the show without talking about the downfall of a legend, and that is Ron Jeremy. This, for me, this has to be one of the most horrific things that either I know someone who I know personally is going through, or someone in this industry is going through. For those that are saying, oh, Ralph, what are you talking about? Ron Jeremy is, well, he's been under arrest for quite some time now. He's been sitting in a jail cell since July 15th. He's been sitting in jail, right? And he originally had 8 counts of various degrees of sexual misconduct. So he's been sitting in jail. His bail was at $6 million, and no one has put up a dime to get him out of jail. But now, the other day, he was hit with another 20 charges related to sexual misconduct, right? Which 5 of them include a forcible rape. One of them is a lewd conduct with a 15-year-old girl and penetration by a foreign object on an unconscious or sleeping victim. Now, if he is convicted on all these charges, all of them, he is looking at 250 years in jail. Like, and now Ron Jeremy is 67 years old, and he's looking at 250 years. Okay. I am not going to sit here and defend Ron Jeremy one bit. If he is legitimately guilty, he is guilty. If he is legitimately innocent, he is innocent. The only thing I will say is, which I'm confused about, is this one charge of him with the 15-year-old girl. They said that he forcibly had sex with her during a party. I don't know what kind of party Ron Jeremy was at where there was a 15-year-old girl. However, I'm betting that the girl could have possibly used a fake ID to get into a party, and Ron Jeremy did not know. And I'm only saying this because, you know, for those that are not up with their porn history, which I'm seeing a lot of people out there are not. Back in the 80s, Ron went through the same thing when it came to Tracy Lords. For those who know, Tracy Lords was a girl who, at that time in the 80s, she was probably the biggest female in porn. But it was discovered that while she was shooting porn, she was actually underage. So everybody involved in that got charged with statutory rape. Now, they were all found innocent. And I think the reason we were found innocent was because of the fact that she forcibly presented false documentation as to her age. Whereas everybody was under the impression that she was over 18 years old, turns out that she really wasn't. And the only reason, that's the only reason why I'm bringing up the correlations, because he's been through that one once before. So even if we take that one out, that's still another 19 charges going down against him. The court system is really going for the juggler, LaRon. He is still sitting in jail. He still has a $6 million bail, and nobody in the adult movie industry is coming forward to get him out of jail, which is a shame. Now, this is where I will defend Ron Jeremy. And this is just my personal view. In the industry called the adult movie industry or the porn business, there are only legitimately two people that people would sit there and say are legends that transcend the porn industry, and that's Jenna Jameson and Ron Jeremy. But I think Ron Jeremy is in a different classification because he's also a part of pop culture. He truly is above the industry. And at 67 years old, this is the time for him to sit back, enjoy retirement, and live off the legacy of his name. But that's not the case. He is looking at lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, jail after jail after jail. And I just think it's sad for this 67-year-old man who I do know, and half the time when I see Ron, he is either passed out or he's walking around in those run-over green Crocs, and a lot of us that know him know exactly what we're talking about. And it truly saddens me that this is the way that he is going to be remembered. Same way as Bill Cosby, the same way as R. Kelly, that you're not going to remember the stuff that he did in the adult movie business. You're going to remember him for all these charges that's sitting against him, and if he does go to jail for life. No one's going to remember R. Kelly gave a step in the name of love. They're going to remember all the charges. No one's going to remember Bill Cosby from I Spy. They're only going to remember he went to jail. And that's a sad way to go out. We'll keep everybody updated on this, and hopefully there will be some news as to what is going on with him. But the truth of the matter is that Ron Jeremy is not the only person in the adult movie business in the last couple of weeks that has, quote-unquote, gotten in trouble or done things. It was also reported that, now I don't know this girl, so I never met her before, but a retired porn star, Aubrey Gold, she is currently under arrest down in Alabama for murdering of a 51-year-old man and burying him in a shallow grave. That's what she's being accused of. Now, she did this in Alabama. So right now she is sitting in jail wanting to be extradited from Alabama to Florida. Aubrey did some movies, and she was most known. She was in the porn documentary After Porn Ends, the second part. Let me take a quick break. Something is wrong. I have to fix it real quick. We're going to play a little music. Let me play that Cardi B WAP that everybody is still loving. And on second thought, we're not going to play that. I'm going to play a little Beyonce because, it, for those that don't know, it is the Queen's birthday this weekend. Today is her birthday. So let's play a little Beyonce. I like this cut. Run the World. Beyonce, Hasha Gatti, Dawson. We'll be right back.
Who run this mother?
Okay, once again, that is Beyonce with Who Run the World? Girls. Who Run the World? Girls. Today, for those that don't know, today is Beyonce's birthday, so we want to say happy birthday to Beyonce. A lot of people mourn on September 4th. A lot of people. But we're back to our show, and as I was saying, we're having a small little technical difficulty, which I do apologize for to all you guys on the line. Please stay on the line. Do not hang up. Stay on the line. I will get to phone calls in a few minutes. As I was saying, that Ron was not the only person. Aubrey Gold is also looking at years in jail. And then there is another woman that is also looking at jail, former porn star Jessica Chase. She was sentenced to prison for the fatal shooting. I believe this is murder. The fatal shooting of her fiance. Right, so she was sentenced to 8 years she's been in jail since 2017. So she's been sentenced 8 years, and 2 years already served. I don't know what's going on, but this is deeper than just the pandemic. People are literally slowly losing their minds out there. I know it's tough to keep it together because I know we're all feeling through bouts of isolation, and we all want to go back to work as soon as possible. But people, please, could we exercise some? And I forgot this other one. Former porn star Kelsey Michaels. She her trials will start in October. She's looking at a murder charge also. Right? She's charged with killing her roommate with a hatchet and then burying her body. Like, Lord. What the hell? Now, although the three people's names that I just read, I'm not familiar with their work. I don't think I've ever met any of them. I'm not familiar with anything of Aubrey Gold or Kelsey Michaels, or for that matter, Jessica Chase. I do know they were people that was in the industry, and I just don't understand what the hell is going on with people out there. Like people, let's keep it together. Let's keep it together out there. And as for Ron, man, I don't know what to say. I honestly do not know what to say. It is a shame that this is how you're going to be remembered. You know, just try to stay tough. And I hope not to have that come across me, that Ron Jeremy is dead, that he hung himself or something in jail. I hope that's not the case. I'm sure they have him in some sort of foreign protective custody or suicide watch or something where they actually are looking at him. I mean, I don't think that they will put him in general population, that they have him kind of isolated. Like I said, I hope that's not a story that comes across my computer anytime soon, because I'd be like that I would truly be saddened, and a lot of the people would be saddened. Something else that I'd like to touch on real quick. The other day there was a ruling on the 2257. There was a ruling. And it has gotten some people thinking that they no longer need to have the 2257 form, which is actually wrong. You do need to still, although the U.S. Third Court of Appeal found that Section 2257, 2257 A of the U.S. Criminal Code, they were both ruled unconstitutional under both the First Amendment and Fourth Amendment, but the law was not struck down in its entirety for producers. A few things that can happen now: the FBI can no longer demand access to your records for random inspections. You are less likely to be charged with a crime under the 2257, and even less likely to be successfully prosecuted, right? And both sides of the lawsuit have 45 days to file a petition for a hearing, right? However, even with those things, and they may sound good to some production companies out there, let me be very clearly. As talents, you still need to sign a 2257 form. You have to protect yourself in any way, shape, possible. Right? Because the 2257 form, it specifically states what the production company can do with the footage of the shot. It lays it out. So if you're thinking, okay, I'm going to do this, and then next thing you know, like let's say you're taking pictures, because this actually has happened to someone I know. She took some pictures. Right, I'm not going to say the girl's name, but she's a pretty famous porn star. She went out, she took some pictures for the company that hired her. We're in Vegas one year, and I'm in the bathroom. Now, if anybody is listening to the show, I've been to AVN, you know that during the AVN, all of the local brothels and strip clubs, they put business cards in the bathrooms to entice guys to come to the club. So I get a business card, right? And who's on the business card but my friend? And she didn't know nothing about it. Not one damn thing. She didn't know nothing about it, right? So her company sued that strip company to take her name and picture off of that card, which they did. Right? That's one reason why you need a 2-5-7 form. You always have to protect yourself against bull. That may or may not happen. Right? And yes, if you are an individual talent or individual company, you have everybody sign 2-5-7 forms and you keep them. You keep them. And you hold on to them, right? Because that also means that when it's foreign sign that you've seen their IDs. That means that the shoot happened without under the influence of drugs or alcohol. This is what you hope. But you have them signed a 2-5-7, and you keep them. So how is that? It's going to change the industry. It might change the industry a little bit. When the part where you can no longer be harassed without probable cause, and it's unlikely that a record keeping violation will land you in prison, because some people just can't keep their record straight. So if you happen to miss one or you can't find it, the chance that you go into the jail right now are a little less likely to happen, right? But from a personal standpoint, right, you still should keep it. You still should have a 2-5-7 form filled out when you are shooting. All right, I'll tell you, and this is a personal reason, in this industry you just don't want to take the chance. You don't want to take the chance that, okay, these people said that I don't need it, then turns out I did need it and it's not signed. I'd rather you have it and then not need it than need it and not have it. So that's what that is. As I said, we're going to do a very stripped down show tonight, and that we are experiencing some technical problem, but I would like to stay in line a little bit longer as humanly possible. I know I have some people online, so I see Joseph's online, so I'm going to bring Joseph on real quick. Then we're going to end the show as I try to figure out what the current technical problem with Blog Talk is. I don't understand what's going on. Holiday weekend, everybody's feeling too lackadaisical and doing their jobs. But Joseph, what's going on?
Hey there, Ralph. I'm sorry you have to host the show again without India. Not that you can't handle hosting it without her. It's just the show's not the same without her and you.
Agreed.
Hosting the show together. But as far as Ron Jeremy goes, it's kind of a real darn shame, because this is the same guy I saw in that crazy comedy from those two crazy controversial horse fuckers, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, you know, the creators of that disturbing South Park. Yeah, Orgasmo. And But you may remember them as the creators of that disturbing South Park, which I was kind of enjoying at first, but then they ended up bringing in that disturbing Mr. Hankey, the Christmas Pooh, and I said, oh, hell no, that's it. I'm not watching this shit anymore. And, but anyway, Ron Jeremy's also the same one I remember from this music video from these two guys who've done that party rock anthem, in which they did their own take of Sexy and I Know It, but I can't remember their name at the moment. I know
that's what's his name's kid. That's
Barry
Gordy's kid.
And I'm trying to remember the name. The I think it's LAMFO, is it?
Yeah.
Or
LMFAO.
Oh, I guess I misspelled that. You mentioned something about a woman almost killing someone. Because it sounds almost like she's going to end up on...
That's what she's being accused of. She's being accused, right, of killing this us or we go. She's being accused of killing a 51-year-old man, fatally shooting him, and then dumping his body in a shallow grave down there in Florida. So right now she's being held. This girl, Orby Go, is only 23 years old.
Yeah, that sounds like something for the crazy, deadly women from Investigation Discovery that I often watch. I'm sure you've probably seen that series. Deadly Women.
I think so.
It kind of sounds a bit like that, but which I hope doesn't happen to her. But
I'm not that familiar with her. I'm just familiar with this story, and this is just sad.
Well, I know. Yeah, I'm sorry you're having also technical difficulties. I would have said one other weird thing. One of the most disturbing drinks is back in stores. You probably might not have heard of it. It's called Pumpkin Spice Latte. It's the people have like a fetish for it, and it's now become a running gag, even on Last Week with John Oliver, the British comedian, with a potty mouth. But anyway, you all have sorry. No, that doesn't have to do with Hot Sugar Tea, but I'm glad you're also... Hot Sugar Tea is the only one on this week. I tried to turn them into the other two, but they said no, there were no shows scheduled at the
moment.
Yeah,
because we did have a show on Monday. We'll talk about that on Monday. We have to figure something out for that one.
I believe
we're going to start doing more visual than blog talk for the other show on Monday. But Weston have to sit down and talk about that one.
No problem.
But we did have a show. I believe the show, I had to find out if the show was even archived to see. I know it's archived on YouTube. The show is on YouTube. But I'll find out. We'll find out. We'll make an announcement so that everybody else can
know. Get the technical difficulties fixed. I know the stuff, these kind of things happen. You and India and the rest of the Dollhouse family enjoy your Labor Day.
Yes, you too,
even
Joseph. Have a happy Labor Day.
I will, even though I have to spend it in quarantine. Due to this. Yes, due to this damn coronavirus crap.
Oh.
You know, still continuing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm trying to get out some and even having to wear a mask, it's still becoming a pain in the ass.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. I feel you. I'm in that same.
Yeah.
That's a bad way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But thank you, Joseph. We'll be back.
You're
next
welcome.
Friday. I actually have a guest on next Friday, and we have a topic of discussion next Friday. So next Friday show will be be back to a regular show. You know, I know that's the weekend before the start of the NFL season, but that NFL is different than Labor Day. And we'll talk about that one.
No problem.
But thank you.
No problem. You're welcome.
All right, everybody. I'm going to end the show early today. I said it was going to be a shorter show. I'm having a small little technical difficulty, but it's enough where it's impacting the show. But make sure you tune in next Friday to High Sugar Tea. We will be live. And I do have a topic for next week. And I'm going to say the topic now. A couple days ago, I was on Twitter, and a current porn star posted a question about a man by the name of Paul Thomas. And she said, "You know, has anybody ever heard of this guy?" And I hit her back and told her who she was. She said, "Oh, so he's just irrelevant, right?" And I said, "Well, in his case, no, he's not irrelevant." But then later on, I started thinking about the situation more and more. And I said, you know, in the porn business, it's the only form of entertainment that I can legitimately think of where people of the past are now seen as irrelevant. And I don't know if that's as a disrespect that they're not as irrelevant where they're not shooting, or irrelevant where, like, they no longer matter. And I mean it. I think porn is the only business where that occurs, because to this day, I would be stunned if anybody ever, like, I would be stunned if anybody ever said that, you know, well, who is Muhammad Ali? And maybe that's not the right terminology I want to say. I think it's the only business where people from the past are not giving the due respect that they earned, you know, because all these people came before the current roster, and a lot of people nowadays don't do homework to see who was who, right? You just latch on to the current person. Say, oh, I know who she is. Oh, I know who he is. And then again, maybe that is simply with the idea that it was a guy compared to a girl. Because, and I was just talking to someone a few minutes ago, I said, now, if Jenna Jameson hit up a current talent and said, hey, I'm thinking about making a comeback, I like your look, I like to shoot with you, would you sit there and say, well, Jenna Jameson is no longer relevant? Or would you sit there and say, hell yeah, I'll shoot with Jenna Jameson? So maybe that particular feeling is just with guys. I don't know. But I want to talk about that next week, because it's not the first time I actually heard that come out of a current talent's mouth, that the person is irrelevant, that they don't matter, or the worst one, I never heard of them. Right? And it's something that India says all the time. Do your homework, do your research. But no one does research in here. So a lot of times talents come, and I'm saying it's not even with a matter of Twitter. I have actually been places where older talent that are no longer shooting have come to events, and there nobody knows who the person is. And it's a different thing when it's the security team. Let's say we were in Vegas and we were at the Hard Rock. I'm talking about people that supposedly are in the business, and they don't have no idea who this person is. Like, they're just ignored. That's bad. But I want to talk a little bit about that one and get some different opinions. We're possibly going to have a guest on that is a newcomer in the business, and we were talking about, and she may like to come on next Friday and discuss a few things. But we'll talk about that stuff next Friday. We're going to end the show today, as I could go deal with this technical problem. So on myself and India, have a safe Labor Day weekend. Please be responsible. Please wear your mask. Don't be that person. Just have a good day, and we will talk next Friday night. Good night. Talk to you later. We're going to close out the show with another Beyonce song in celebration of her birthday. I like this one. I always like 7-Eleven from the first time I heard it. So I'm going to end the show playing Beyonce and her cut 7-Eleven, Dollhouse Radio, every Friday night. Good night. Talk to you later next week. Show the sideways, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Show the sideways, make it in the air. Make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air.
never see the edges, gingy. Sweating on my blowout. Sweating on my prestige. Trick about to go off. Mad cause I'm so fresh. Fresher than you. I'm fresher than you. Fresher than you. Oh.
Hi, I'm AJ.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we're the Shy Twins. You've just listened to Hot Sugar Tea. Tune in next week.